At a recent San Francisco Police Commission meeting, Sarah Hawkins, chief of staff at the DPA, Department of Police Accountability, said at the current rate it will take until 2030 to get through their backlog of public records requests.
There are four positions currently at DPA that are sunsetting or set to sunset at the end of this fiscal year. And if we don't get those positions extended, we'll be in a little bit of a problem in terms of being able to fully comply with 1421 in a timely manner. And as I believe the commission is aware, there is pending legislation for which agencies could be fined for delays in compliance.
SB 1421 is a California law introduced by California State Senator Nancy Skinner, which went into effect 2 years ago. It expanded public access to police personnel files related to serious misconduct, including shootings, sexual assault, and dishonesty under the Public Records Act. Police agencies across the state were slammed with records requests following the bill's passage. The DPA, which is responsible for investigating police misconduct complaints at the San Francisco Police Department, says a hiring freeze on the department restricts their capacity to review, redact, and ultimately release documents that they are legally required to disclose under SB 1421. Zachary Dillon, a legal assistant at the San Francisco Public Defender's Office, agrees that the DPA is under-resourced and estimates that so far only 15% of the public defender's records requests have been filled.
It keeps us stuck in a pre-1421 world where these records were locked away from us. You saw in the DPA's budget report last night, it's going to take them 9 years at current staffing level. And they're in danger of losing that some of that staffing. So it's going to potentially in June be even slower than 9 years. And that doesn't even account for the records that are being created now, right? They're still bringing in cases. And all those records will be subject to release too. So just to deal with the backlog is 9 years. We could have in 9 years, 9 years of backlog to go back through.
An ensuing budget cut could impact those efforts further. The coronavirus pandemic and shortfall in city revenue means that DPA is due to take a 7.5% budget cut next year. Its 2019 annual report estimated the backlog would take 20 years to work through, though the agency reduced that to 9 years with the addition of 4 temporary staffers. It could soon lose that support if the police commission doesn't renew those positions before July 1st. On top of that, the scope of police misconduct records that are subject to public disclosure could expand under a new state law introduced this year by State Senator Skinner. SB 16 would make every incident involving police use of force that is unreasonable or excessive accessible to the public. It also declassifies police records related to unlawful arrest, unlawful searches, and conduct involving prejudice or discrimination. If approved, Dillon says that additional officer misconduct history could be used to help them defend their clients. However, SB 16 would also create a tidal wave of extra work for local agencies like the DPA, and there would be a hefty fine for turning over those records late. Again, Dillon.
$365,000 a year, the DPA is prepared to be fined for not disclosing records, starting probably next March. If it goes into effect, that'll also apply to SFPD. And so if we're talking about a 9-year timeline between the two of them, that's $5 million or so in fines that they're going to be paying.
SB 16 is similar to a bill that Skinner introduced last year, SB 776, which did not make it to the Senate floor for a vote during a shortened legislative session. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.